Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, you're about to embark on a journey to the sensible world of wisdom, the world where one inspirational word is able to take a stand from bigotry, nonsense, lies, and deceit. You're about to enter the world of Fernando Poniente. You have been warned.
Right, you have been warned. Yeah, the things we're not going to talk about here is a bunch of lies and deceitfuls. And speaking of being deceived, elections results. I think it's I don't know if you guys voted yesterday, but I did not. So I'm actually registered in Wisconsin, so kind of a hassle for me to. Well, I guess it wasn't a hassle. It was just lazy, I guess. So if you want to join in, 347-884-8125, you're going to be here for the next hour. Also, if you want to jump in the chat room, you may do so. You can go to blogtalkradio.com and then / the Fernando Poniente Show. And click on the chat. I will be chatting away. And we're going to be, there's so much thing to talk about. We'll be talking about the elections a little bit, give you a heads up on what, you know, what's happening. I don't know if you care or not, but I'll give you some of the stats on that. We're going to be talking about some weird news, as always, odd news, and, you know, the things that, not a boring news, all those current events and all that, but we want to make it fun. Shall we? Also sports. We're going to be plugging in some sports here, basketballs, NFLs, you know, things that you grabbing headlines. And also we're going to be talking about the, well, on this day segment later on today. It's going to be good. So, and without further ado, let's welcome my co-host. I believe she's on the other line.
Hello.
What is new?
Lots of things, you know. Things are new, but things are good with God's help. Yep. Things are doing better. Praise God for that. You know. And I'm thankful, Lord, in our life. Huh?
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm thankful we get to go to church throughout the week, or, I mean, many days in the week, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and there Sunday. You know, though we've come across some, stumbling. I don't know if stumbling, but, you know, like, seems like the enemy's trying to prevent us, but with God's help, he won't succeed, you know. Like, for example, we want to at our church, we want to help feed the homeless, right? So they told us that only like 5 to 10 people could come, or they said it's okay if only 5 to 10 people come. But, you know, it's kind of like at our church, we really want to help. So it's kind of like we can't tell them, no, you can't come and help, you know. So I think we ended up like 20 or something like that. Second time we had like 30 people or something like that come to help. And then this time, the first time that happened, we didn't know only 5 to 10 people can come. So they can't come back. Then a second time, which was this past weekend, past Sunday, and now they said that they're not allowing any churches to feed the homeless, really, you know? It's kind of like, I mean, we even volunteered, like, if we can volunteer our time for being staff member, you know, but they said no. So really too bad, isn't it, Fernando? I mean, what would you do? Like, what do you
that
think
is too
about
bad. I mean,
that?
It's, yeah, why they're turning away, you know, the help. That's what I don't get. Unless, you know, for some odd reason, maybe they're getting some kind of a funding from, you know, government. And if they find out they're getting, you know, somehow getting help to buy food, and they might pull that, what I can think of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's really too bad, you know.
That's really too bad. But, hey, there's plenty of things out there to do, so that's not end of the day. It's not end of the world.
Just,
a lot of you guys have been talking about, I see that on Facebook and also on Twitter, also things on articles online about Facebook getting a phone. I remember when MySpace got their phone a couple of years ago and went flop. That did not sell when MySpace got their phone. Well, we can all put that to rest because the Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, is that what the guy named? Zuckerberg? Mark Zuckerberg? Yeah, he explained that, something like that. And he explained exactly why, because the company will never build its own mobile hardware phone. Excuse me, something in my throat. And he's saying that, you know, they're not a hardware company. Well, of course, they're kind of, you know, there's a social network media thingy company. Although it's not bad, you know, I mean, what is like 600 million Facebook users now all over the world, something like
yeah.
that. And I guess, you know, they don't see any future on getting a phone, you know. That's too bad. You know, that's just too bad.
Yeah.
And then it said, I don't know. I mean, it's Twitter and phone. I mean, I have a BlackBerry and I have Facebook and Twitter in there. As long as you have a web-enabled phone, smartphones, you know, you should be able to log on to Facebook. You know what I mean? It's not like you need a special phone to get into Facebook. So I think, you know, he's playing it smart in that part. Now, what's that? What about you, Dawn? What do you think?
For me,
I'm
kind of like clueless about that. I didn't even know MySpace had a phone. What is it, like, say MySpace on air or what?
I believe it's like, built by HTC, if I'm not mistaken. You know, so huh?
What's HTC?
You know, some company that built the phone for MySpace. It has a MySpace on it. It says MySpace whatever thingy. I don't remember. It's been a couple of years.
Through our business, we got our logo was on our phone, you know. So that's why I was wondering if this says MySpace or something like that. I don't know, you know what I mean? Maybe
mm-hmm.
Facebook would make sales, but I don't really know. I mean, you
probably,
know what I mean?
But it's gonna, I don't think people are going to buy into it.
Right.
Never know. I don't think so. But enough of that. We'll get into the election night. Well, this year election, I don't, you know, they've talked about, because Democrats is actually, was the, until last night, but was the majority. Actually, in the House, the Senate.
Ooh.
You know,
because you said till last night. That's
well,
probably
you know, it's
news,
not
right?
that much. It's not that much. Was it's all about because this year's elections, they said it was all about the balance of power in Congress, for that matter. With all the House and one third of the Senate up for elections. And, you know, kind of to balance it out because, oh, by the way, I think Bill Brady lost. You know, he's the Republican running governor here in Illinois. Yeah. The balance of power.
So Bill Brady lost.
Yeah, Bill Brady.
Was he Democrat or Republican?
He is unfortunately Republican.
You know, there was one that there was, like, I don't remember if it's governor or Senate, but there was, like, a Republican who was pro-life, you know, but the Democrat was pro-choice. But then the other one, I think, was the Senate. There was a Republican that was actually pro-choice. So, you know, I was really surprised about that.
Well, that's just because the Republican, that doesn't mean that they have, you know, conservative point of view. They might be a fiscal conservative, but when it comes to like family and social, you know, that's because they're Republican, that doesn't make them a conservative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Too bad, right?
So
uh-huh.
That's what I get.
Yeah.
But that.
What?
What did you say? I'm sorry. You're talking over me. What did you say?
I said that's too bad. That's too bad, like, that the Republican, you know, is not always conservative.
Well, yeah. Even, who's that? They call him the witch, something like that, Christine O'Donnell in Massachusetts, if I'm not mistaken. I think she lost.
Wow.
Yeah, she lost. But not that many. I think it was just four points. Oh, no. Yeah. I think it was 46. 50 something to like 40, since she had like 46. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty good. I mean, that's, you know, what's the landslide? I think the House, let's take a look at here. Democrats actually got 50 seats on the Senate. In the Senate, and then Republican at 46. House, actually, Democrat is 186, Republican 239, and still got, I know there's some of them still, they're still counting them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty nifty.
Yeah.
Nifty indeed. Well, let's get into the, one of the, some news I want to talk about here, and we'll move on. You know, I don't have any music to play for it because I ran out of music. Was, if you have any music for me to play, you can send it to fponiente@gmail.com. Make sure it's the for family, you know, no swear words or anything like that. So send it to me, and I'll maybe I'll think about it and play with it. So is that kapiski? All right, weird news. Well, I was just watching, a couple hours ago, not watching, but I've seen the Harry Potter trailer, I think one of the latest one they have. A lot of things going on in there. I mean, I've seen, I believe, all four or five movies. What, there's like 18 now? Well, there's seven or something like that. But India, say, here, get this. India says that Harry Potter mania, they're actually hurting countries' owls. You
what?
Know, the bird? The owls?
Oh, uh-huh.
The bird?
Yeah. Because
we'll
people are catching
why.
The owls. I think because people are catching the owls because they think it's a fad or something.
Mm-hmm. It says, following Harry Potter, there seems to be a strange fascination even among the urban middle classes over presenting their children with owls.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, their Environment Minister, Jarim Ramesh, said that. Ramesh was speaking at the unveiling of the report that said nearly half of India's 30 species of owls can be found in the sales on sale at markets.
Wow. Ooh. In India?
I bet they taste like chicken. Do they taste like chicken?
India. I don't know, probably. Or like, you know, something similar to Komodo dragon, maybe?
Well, they're not buying them for like, you know, to eat them or anything. Like, people buy them for their, you know, kind of a Harry Potter appeal.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, that's what they're doing.
For, some of them actually use them for, you know, for sacrifice in some Hindu festivals.
Wow.
The Hinduism festivals.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because I do remember that. Watching the, I think the second one, even the first one, I believe, that's you know, wizards.
Have owls, yeah.
Tend to, like, have their owls with them. Or some of them actually turn into an owl.
Oh, yeah. Like
and actually
owl,
use
right?
that as a form, they use that as a form of communication. Just like, you know, how, what do you call that, pigeons. You know, how they used the pigeons to, back in the day, to, like, you know, carry messages, stuff like that.
Yeah.
In the school of wizardies, school of wizards, or the what is it? Hogwarts.
Hogwarts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They use that. They use all as a form of communication. Actually, using the dispatching the birds to carry important messages.
Foreign messages.
To
are
carry
you talking about the movie, or are you talking
important? Important messages.
Oh, yeah. That's what they... See, I haven't seen those stuff in a long time, you know. You have a good memory.
Mm-hmm. Well, Harry Potter?
Which one is out? Six? Part six or part seven?
I don't know. I think it's part seven. Who cares?
Oh,
Let's move on. So... Remember we talked about, I think the last time or last couple of shows, we talked about potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get the potatoes off the menu.
Mm-hmm. At school. Is there a follow-up on that story?
What now?
Follow-up?
Yeah, there's just a follow-up here. A guy named Chris Boyd is actually protesting the USDA's exclusions of potatoes from a list subsidize low-income projects by eating nothing but potatoes for 60 days. So he's going to be eating potatoes for 60 days.
Right.
Can you do that?
Can I do that? They say, can I do that?
Yeah, do you think you can eat potatoes for 60 days, just potatoes?
If that's all that I had and if that's the Lord's will, but not on a protest. Because it's not healthy on a protest. But I know, like, you know, in the old days, people in America, when they're, like, really poor and they work on a potato farm, that's all they have to eat. So they try to make, you know, meals like scallop potatoes, you know, potato pancakes, potatoes by themselves, you know. People used to do that.
The spuds, I mean, if you, I don't know, man. You have to have balance in your diet. You can't just have potatoes. I mean, there's got to be, you know, I don't know. It's for 60 days. It's like, what is it? Three? That's two, that's 2 months. He can do it. You know,
yeah.
He can do it. He's actually calculated that he can probably going to eat 20 potatoes a day in order to maintain his body weight. 20 potatoes
a day. He
calculated it.
20?
20. 20.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. This guy, you know, I mean, this guy is actually, you know, Chris Boyd. I thought it was John Boyd. It's not one of your typical, you know, person that off the street that just want to be heard. Actually, he is the executive director of the Washington State Potato Commission.
Yeah. What was
potatoes have commission? I wonder if they sit around the table and goes, what to do with the potatoes?
Yeah. I think they regulate them, probably.
Well, because of the Department of Health, you know, the USDA, Department of the Agriculture's recent decision, actually, that to removing white potatoes from a list of subsidized food from low-income citizens.
Yeah.
So, they said an average American consumes about 126 pounds of potatoes a year. That's a lot of potatoes. Mostly from french fries and potato chips. I don't know,
oh,
I like
wow.
french fries, but potato chips, I don't know. The USDA says it removed white potatoes from the WIC program. You know, the one that women, infants, and
children.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
He was trying to, I lost somewhere in there, from the WIC program. You know, trying to get the potatoes out of that.
Okay. So they started, maybe it's just like with the, maybe they just left on yams or something like that, sweet potatoes.
Yams? Yams is a potato family, isn't it?
I don't know. It's yams and sweet potatoes the same thing?
But anyway, he's just eating potatoes. I mean, he's doing a lot of things with potatoes, like mashed potatoes. He's, like, putting spices. I don't know if you can eat butter. It's just, I don't know. I mean, if you put butter on them or some kind of a, like, you know, beef flavor bouillon or anything, I mean, that would taste like beef.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, chicken bouillon or whatever you want to do that. Salt, right. Salsa.
Yeah.
Guacamole. Well, wait a minute. That's avocado candy.
Yep.
Mashed potato. What else can you think of? French fries. Double, you know.
Potato pancakes.
Twice baked potato.
Yeah, those are good.
Potato chips.
Yep.
Tater tots.
Yep.
Potato skins. Yeah, you do. You can eat potato skins. Potato skins better than regular potato chips.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Potatoes. What do you call that? Spud potatoes. Spud potatoes. Uh-huh. Not potatoes. Spud's potatoes. Is that what they call it in New Zealand, I think? Potatoes. Isn't it spuds? Potatoes.
What? With zero?
Spuds. Potatoes.
Potatoes, yeah. Spuds. I know spuds are like the things that grow on them. So maybe they are like potato spuds or baby potatoes, maybe.
Here's the odds and misses. A toddler survives fall from 8th floor window.
A toddler?
This is in Paris.
You say a toddler?
A toddler.
Yeah, right.
You know, the crawling baby thing,
yep.
18 months.
Yep.
That's in Paris, France.
Yeah.
It's an 18-month-old boy. Actually, survived and fell for an 8th-floor window of a Paris apartment by bouncing off an awning and into someone's arm.
Wow. Praise God, right?
You know, unhurt. What?
Praise
God. Police says they have detained the parents of the baby boy for questioning. Yeah, what? Why is this 18-month-old baby just falling out the window?
Yeah.
Where are the parents?
Yeah.
According to the police, the parents had gone for the stroll on Monday. It was actually a French holiday and left the 18-month-old with his 3-year-old sister in a family apartment in eastern Paris. Police said Tuesday the little boy somehow had access to an open window and fell out. And he hit an awning off the ground floor, then bounced into someone's arms.
Wow. Maybe that
they said
there
was no
an
injury.
Angel.
That's a miracle.
Yeah.
I wonder if you caught that, you know, it'd be cool if you caught that in video.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's something. With God's help, you know, the baby's okay and...
Mm-hmm.
All that, maybe they were taking maybe the 3-year-old and the 18-month-old taking a nap, you know, and they thought that it's okay. Maybe it's okay to leave your 3-year-old, you know. They just went for a stroll. A stroll is different than, like, have to go get some kind of, like, medicine, you know, and like snowing out. That's different where you don't want to take your kid, you know, because it's bad weather out, you know, so you try to, you just hope that for the best and you go real quick. The stroll is different than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right. That's just baffling. But anyway, the speaking of weird, actually, the there was an actually 10-year-old girl that actually gives birth.
Gives birth?
Yeah. In Romania.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of 9-year-olds getting pregnant.
Where?
In America.
A 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Gave birth.
As soon as you get your period, you can have, you do sex, you can have.
I remember, like, I think, I don't know how old, but it's very young, actually, that I think no more than like 2-year-old gave birth.
What?
Because it was born with a twin, and a twin grew inside its belly. I don't know where I heard that from, but I've heard that one before.
That would be like Siamese
weird, isn't
twin.
It? Why not?
That would be Siamese twin.
Yeah, but it was an inside.
Huh. Interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. So the 2-year-old,
right. I mean,
the baby was born with a baby inside, and it took 2 years to grow. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that.
Wow.
I mean, how do you explain that? How do you explain a 10-year-old be, you know, sexually active?
There are people, I don't need to bring things up, but, you know, there are people like that. You know, they got their hormones, or they were molested, or, you know, incest. Something like that, or maybe they're hanging around with the bad people. I mean, like, you know what? A kid just told me like a couple of weeks ago that they're 7 years old and they're like kissing. They've seen other first or second graders kissing in the bushes. What's with that? That's where stuff
kissing
starts.
Kissing in the
bushes. Yeah. I mean, like what, a 7-year-old kissing in the bushes? I mean, like, yeah, you if you're raped like that, I mean, there's sometimes
mm-hmm.
rape or molest or incest with a 10-year-old, you know? But actually, I think, like, it's common for 13-year-olds in the old times to give birth between 13 and 16-year-old, because I think, like, when Jesus' time, you know, said girls used to get married at a really young age. If they're 20, you know, because they just live like 30-something years, right? So if you live to like 20 years old and you not have any kids, you're like called old maid. You know, it's not like now. Now people don't have like, it's more common for people to not have kids until they're in the 30 or 35 years old. You know, that's like
mm-hmm.
what's more common now. But before, it's common for, I think, between 13 and 16 year old to have kids and also be married before that, you know, because they had a shorter
right.
lifespan. So it's like
officials,
maybe that's...
Actually, the officials actually debating this. It says here that who should be given the custody of the child, because apparently, you know, she has like a boyfriend, quote-unquote boyfriend. Apparently,
okay.
A minor... it's unknown whether he was present when the girl was taken to the emergency room or they had to cut her open.
They cut her open?
Yeah. So
in emergency
can,
room?
You know, what do you
say,
call that?
Did you say emergency
seven?
Room? C-section?
Right.
Oh.
C-section.
Yeah. But she's too little down there to deliver?
I guess.
I
don't know. That's kind of a... The youngest mother on record is actually in Peru, back in 1931 or 39, that was gave birth to a son. Now, they said, they couldn't really authenticate that if it's true or not. But maybe that was what I was talking about.
What, 2-year-old?
A 2-year-old.
Mm.
We'll get to over 11 million people use this e-fax. Have you heard about this e-fax? It's like an online fax.
Yeah, actually, we have that through our business.
World-class internet fax solution.
What? Did you say world-class?
World-class internet fax solution. E-fax empowers you with many advantages, including a large selection of local and toll-free fax number in over 3,500 cities and 48 countries around the world. Isn't that amazing? E-fax.
Yeah.
E-fax easy as email.
Yeah.
You can actually use the convenience of the internet. E-fax enables you to quickly access faxes from your laptop, desktop, and wireless device.
Yeah.
Fast, reliable, and secure. And e-fax. Have you heard anything like that?
Yes. Have you?
Of course, I'm reading it right now.
I have. I've used it before. It's really easier than driving to the store. You know, you usually need like a scanner though, especially if you have to sign something, you need a scanner to print it off and then you can scan it back. You know, like, because that's usually how it works. Like the one I've experienced, it's like you need like a printer or like what we had was, we didn't need a fax machine. We just had like a printer with a scanner capability, which of course, because it's a printer, you know, and a copy machine. It was like it was all in one. Like copy, scan, and printer all in one. And we hook that up to our computer.
You kind of get rid of all of that. You know, papers. This is paperless. If you want to fax that using the internet, here's the number you can call, 877-273-4219. That's 877-273-4289.
And
the e-fax.
I'm
curious
about
that. The
proven
leader in online faxing. That's what you need to do. When we get back, we're going to be talking about on this day, a little sport news and also some more of this odd news and funny news that you want to talk about or that you want to discuss. So we'll be right back. We'll take a quick short break. And when we get back, this is what we're going to be talking about. So call in if you guys want to do it. Please, if you want to participate, you have to press 1. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to pick you up on that. So it will be, I'll be quick. 347-884-8125. That's the number you have to call. Again, this is Fernando and Fernando Bonanza. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from ChickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
Hello, you have reached the Johnson residence. Yes, we are home right now, but we are doing lots of things. My dad is working out, and he uses torch treatment, so he'll be with us for a while. My sister and I are outside riding our bike or jumping on trampoline. Then, when we are done, we are going to study. Yeah, we are active kids like that because we take isotonics, vitamins, every morning. Now, my mom, she's way too busy shopping online. I heard she gets cash back at ShoppingSuperHighway.com. We get the stuff when you can get all the stuff you need all the time at ShoppingSuperHighway.com. So, bye.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. This is...
Hey, you, listen up. When was the last time you had someone give you cash back online when you bought something online? Okay, time's up. Well, here it is. ShoppingSuperHighway.com, the online store that gives you cash back on your purchases.
And get this. Up to 35%.
Whoa! So here's the website again, ShoppingSuperHighway.com. That's ShopInSuperHighway.com.
And become a preferred customer today for free.
It's me again. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. It is about 35 minutes into the hour, and we are back. That's right. Once again, we're going to be talking about on this day segments, birthday segments, and also some of the sports. We'll talk about some sports. Hey, how about some fantasy sports? Huh? You got any fantasy, you're the owner? Are you one of the owners of fantasy basketball, NFL, football? Yeah? How's that working out for you? Randy Moss, Randy Moss is actually going to the Titans. Apparently, the Minnesota's now working out. So, Titans picking him up. But he's, you know, he's a good catcher. Just need to straighten him up. I mean, he's just, I guess he has some problems. Titans just welcome him with open arms. I don't know if that's for sure or 100%. But they, I guess he's going over there. The Titans with Randy Moss. What's going on with Brett Favre? Now he is, I don't know, got him, what, 8 stitches, I believe, under his chin area. Here's what I have to say, though. I mean, he's kind of old. He's 41 years old, so I think he needs to go down south, Florida, play golf with Barkley and him or something. You know? That's what you got to do. So welcome Dawn on the other line. What's going on?
Not much. Just listening. Is that real life or fantasy?
What?
At first you said, do you have a fantasy league? And then you said about somebody being traded to Randy Moss being traded to Titans or something like that.
I traded.
Is that really real life or is that like on the fantasy league?
That's a real life. Fantasy is just the scoring. Yeah, you probably don't have, you probably don't play fantasy, so you would not understand.
Yeah, that's right, because my husband doesn't explain it to me, but that's okay, he's busy. He's busy looking at the scores, too.
Right, but...
Oh, he's busy with all a lot of other stuff.
But I think, you know, my opinion, just in my opinion, okay? Minnesota Vikings, I think they're a better team when they have, you know, Randy Moss.
In real life?
What else?
In real life?
Yeah.
So they're better off with Randy Moss, you said, in your opinion?
You know what? Hold on. I'm going to talk about fantasy right now, so I'm going to mute you. There you go. Thank you. Man, this is over to go. Is it real life? Is that fantasy? Is that real life? Is that fantasy? Where was I? I lost. We're talking about Randy Moss. Yeah, so he's going to the Titans. So Titans, I'm giving you a thumbs up and a thumbs down if you guys don't make it. Timing's everything. That's what Jeff Fisher told the Associated Press on Wednesday night. He's the coach, head coach of the Titans. So, again, good for you. Let's get Don back in there. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Basketball. Basketball. What's the score right now?
I don't know.
Milwaukee's actually
83.
At the moment, the fourth quarter, with 4 minutes and 43 seconds left, Milwaukee's actually up by 3.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. Not by 3. Boston's up by 1 now. 17 seconds to go.
Wow.
Fourth quarter, 6 minutes and 30 seconds to go. New Orleans actually up by 2 against Houston. Dallas up by 7 against Denver on the third quarter, 6:15 to go. Toronto's Utah actually is up against Toronto, 74-61. San Antonio's up by one against Phoenix. Atlanta beat Detroit, 94-85. Charlotte beat New Jersey, 85-83. That's a good scoring. And then Orlando beat Minnesota in 128-86. That's a slap in the face right there. Also, Phillies beat Indiana Pacers, 101-75. And that, my friend, is your scoring on NBA scoring. I've been hearing a lot about this things on the radio. Investing in gold. Some say it is, you know, one of the, you know, if you have to what do you call that? Diversify your portfolio?
Yeah.
Investing on gold. A lot of people doing that, actually. You know, I don't invest on gold or anything like that. I don't even have anything to invest right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Yeah.
But I'm looking into it.
That's good.
Looking into it, investing
into
in gold. Because gold, see, gold, well, no, because dollar, they you know, they fall. We all aware that dollar, you know, dollar fall.
Yeah.
And if it does, you know, gold will actually rise.
Mm.
You don't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's
true? Five ways you can invest gold, okay? There's one is direct ownership. Number two is gold exchange traded funds. Three is gold mutual funds. Four is junior gold stocks. Five is gold options and futures. Yeah, that's something for you to ponder. Right. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not predicting or telling you to do that or invest your money on gold. I mean, I'm not going to be responsible if you. But here's the number you can call, 888-888-338-4480. That is the U.S. Gold Bureau. They actually help you out. I mean, they should be able to help. Be able to help you out when it comes to investing in gold. So, Don, what is your plan for this weekend? I don't know. I think I'm going to go and do that. Second here. All right. Let's continue on my, you know, odd news and whatever you want to call it to the thing. Museum cover up mummies to placate pagans. That's what happened. Mummies like you. That's a dried up mummies. Mummified. You know, that's how they do it back in the day. That's, you know, they don't burn you. They just mummified you. They wrap you on the cloth and they preserve you, soaked in salt. So you'd be preserved for thousands of years.
Really?
Really? Really, that's
the
what happened.
The mummy was preserved in salt for 5,000 years?
So you can be preserved for 5,000 years.
Wow. What about ice? I'm just kidding.
Ice?
Ice wasn't...
Well,
maybe
I guess
ice,
you can be preserved for... Mm-hmm.
You know, because now... But yeah, salt is a preservative. Did they rub it on the body or what? Did they embalm it with salt?
I guess so. They rub it on the body.
Oh.
Man, on this day, let's go on the segment right now. On this day, bum, 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 bum. What is today? Today is the 3rd, November 3rd. It's Wednesday.
Wow, that's good.
Yep.
Yay.
Right on. And this segment is brought to you by spoon. Spoon that you use when you eat cereal or food, pudding, spoon, silver, stainless, gold, plastic spoon. This
really?
Segment is brought to you by Spoon.
Mm.
Thank you, Spoon. All right. Move on to On This Day. That's pretty late. On November 3rd, 1936, President Franklin D. Roosevelt was reelected in a landslide over Republican Alfred M. Alf Lemden. 1936. I remember that.
When?
On November 3rd. What now?
What year?
1936.
I was going to say, I thought you said a year, and you said you remembered that. I was like, what?
Yeah, man, I remember that. Back in 1936, man, we used to hang out, President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Oh, man, he was a cool cat back in the day.
I think his birthday's on January 30th, too. Go
Franklin?
Ahead. I think he's the president.
Oh, Frank? Yeah, I know Frank.
Yeah.
On this
day
in 1839, the first opium war between China and Britain broke out. That's in 1839. Now that I remember.
That you remember. That was a long time.
In 1868, Republican Ulysses S. Grant won the presidential election over Democrat Horatio Seymour. 1903, on this date, Panama proclaimed its independence from Colombia.
Wow, really?
Fast forward to 1964, on this date, President Lyndon B. Johnson soundly defeated Republican challenger Barry Goldwater to win a White House term in his own right. So 1964. 1970, Salvador Allende was inaugurated as president of Chile. Chile!
Really?
1986, a Lebanese magazine broke the story of U.S. arms sales to Iran, a revelation that escalated into the Iran-Contra affair.
Oh.
1992, Democrat Bill, I did not have sex with that woman, Clinton, was elected the 42nd president of the United States.
Mm.
Defeating, actually, President George H.W. Bush, the old one. And also 1992, on this day, the same day, Illinois Democrat Carol Moseley Braun became the first African-American woman elected to the U.S. Senate. Mm. 1992. So it was not Barack Obama. 1994, Susan Smith of Union of South Carolina was arrested for drowning her two young sons 9 days after claiming the children had been abducted by a black man. Susan Smith is actually serving life in prison. Prison? You should be like in some kind of a nut house or something. How could you drown your son? How could you, like, drown your kids? You know?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of temptation out there, you know? Like, I'm just saying that, you know, Satan tries to get the parents, especially, like, you know, when he sees that God has a plan for that kid's life, you know? Maybe she's not walking with the Lord. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. 2004, Hamid Karzai. Karzai. Is that his name? Hamid Karzai was declared the winner of Afghanistan's first ever presidential election, 2004. Karzai. Hamid Karzai.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I am very grateful that I won the first ever presidential election. 2005, on this date, Vice President Dick Cheney's former Chief of Staff, I. Lewis Scooter Libby, pleaded not guilty to a 5-count felony indictment in the CIA leak case. Libby was convicted, but President George W. Bush commuted his 30-month prison sentence.
Hmm.
Hmm. What do you know? 2009, that was just a couple of years ago, Maine residents narrowly voted down the same-sex marriage law. Let's go into the birthdays. Today is my, it's your birthday? Yeah,
no.
Congratulations if it's your birthday. I mean, yeah, if it's your birthday. It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. If you are my Twitter followers or Facebook friends that are having a birthday today or yesterday or tomorrow even, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Bob Feller turns 92 years old today. Baseball Hall of Famer, Bob Feller. Ken Berry, an actor, turns 77. Hey, Lulu, a singer, actress. She's a singer and an actress. I guess it's 62. I don't know who she is. Lulu. Roseanne Barr.
Oh.
Guess how old she is.
68.
Ooh. 68, are you serious?
I'm guessing.
We're
going 58. See? I was going to say that next. 5'8".
Dennis,
I think she's as old as my mom, or around the age.
On a Miller, huh? What now?
I think she's around the age of my mom.
How old is your mom?
I think 57 or 58. I think it's 57.
Did she go to college?
Oh, my mom?
That is a joke. It's a joke. Dennis Miller, 57 years old today. He's a comedian from Saturday Night Live, and actually he has a talk radio on, what do you call that, AM 560, Chicago. Dennis Miller. Come to me, my baby! He says that all the time. Adam Ant, rock singer, actually turns 56. These people are old. Evgeny Dope, because someday I'm going to be that.
Yeah,
old.
So you need to be careful, right? Because you don't want to be like, think that you're old when you're 56. It still can be young. 73 can still be young.
Older than I am.
You know,
older
than
I am. 53 for Dolph Lundgren. He's an actor. 28 years old for Evgeny Plushenko, a figure skater. Yeah. Like Brian Boitano. Why would Brian Boitano do what? Remember that song? Never mind.
No.
So we got about 6 minutes here left, and we'll talk about some more kind of little things I want to talk about. Yeah. Let's talk about the conspiracy theorists keep coast-to-coast fans talking. There's conspiracy. Conspiracy theory, what do you think? Do you have anything in mind?
What's a conspiracy,
any conspiracy theory that you have in mind?
Right now?
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think that Bush and Cheney did the, you know, they're the one that caused the 9/11?
No.
Do you think that we did not land on the moon?
I think we did.
I think you did.
Not me personally. But
do you think? Do you think that John F. Kennedy was assassinated by a CIA?
That's a possibility.
Really? That's a possibility?
Because you see those movies, you know? Nowadays they have those movies where, like, nowadays you see the movies that's like, where somebody's a CIA and they say kill somebody, and then like now they don't know them. You know what I mean? It's like, who's this?
Right. Do you think white people created AIDS to kill black people?
No.
Okay. Do you think that I ran out of conspiracy? Do you think the government's hiding the Area 51, hiding from public?
Like UFO, like not on franchise owner, but like aliens that are from a different planet.
Not illegal aliens. They're just
right. That's what, or any alien could be a stranger to the land. No, I don't think they're hiding it.
Do you think that Barack Obama was not born in the United States?
It's questionable.
Land of the, huh?
It's questionable. I think 50% yes and 50% no. So it's like I'm half and half. But he didn't. He couldn't prove that he was born here. So I think he shouldn't legally be a president if he can't produce a birth certificate. What?
Now, people believe in that. People call them birthers.
A what?
Birthers.
What's that? Can you spell that for me?
You know, B-I-R-T-H-E-R-S, birthers.
Birthers? You think he's a birthers? What does birthers mean?
No, not him. People that believe that he's not born in the United States soil.
Yeah.
You know what they call the 9/11 conspiracy theorists?
Right-wingers? Oh, left-wingers, I mean.
No, not so much for left or right wingers or anything like that. Those are just people that believe that, you know, that, well, yeah, we did, the Americans did that to themselves, or Bush actually pulled the string and yada, 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 and knowing that, blah, blah, blah. Man who stayed awake for 40 days looks back with open eyes. This guy actually stayed awake for 40 days.
Uh-huh. Wow. Mm-hmm.
He says that he set a new world record by staying awake for 40 straight days. I don't believe that. I find it hard to believe. He's actually a Los Angeles photographer who claims he set the world record. He's going to have to prove that. But actually, by staying awake for 968 consecutive hours. It's the fact that no one will ever complain about being tired when they're around you. Nobody will be like, I'm exhausted. That's what he said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he got tired of people saying that to him.
They just can't say that to me anymore, he said.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, this guy says he completed his sleep deprivation marathon, overcoming fevers, headache, eye pain, and even the loss of feeling in his leg to last more than a month without a wink of shut eye. I don't know how he's going to prove that. Though Guinness World Record official says they won't recognize his stunt because it's so difficult to prove and so dangerous to try. This guy believes he more than doubled existing sleep-related records. So the thing is, he's just going to have to prove it. You know, there's things saying it, but there's actually things that you have to prove it. How is he going to prove that? Maybe ongoing recording video?
No. Because they probably have to have brain activity, because actually, you know, it would depend on how they define that too. Because when you're like, when your eyes are awake, you can actually be resting your body as if you're sleeping, you know. And also, you know, sometimes like people, I don't know if he did it, but I mean, I can, you know, that sometimes you just close your eyes for like, you're just like, you know, you're closing your eyes, but you're not really sleeping. You can still hear around you. Or, like, you know, I believe that he did go through that, though, like, where he can't feel his legs. Because, like, I've been, I mean, even trying to stay awake with very little sleep.
I'm sorry, I fell asleep the whole time. We're running out of time. We have about 30 seconds. So it's easy for me to sleep. What? Join us next time, next Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time here in Fernando Show. Once again, this is my co-host, lovely as always, Don Marie.
Salamat
po sa Dios. Salamat po sa Dios. Adios, amigos.
Salam po. Bye. Ingatan.